Okay, today we're going to do Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are already on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and we're still going through line by line of the Mishnah. We're at the two dots on the third line. Rav Shimon Gamliel Lomer, Bizman Shakera Shalo, Agul Asur, Mashuch Mutter. So the Mishnah said that when it comes to the hides of an animal that had the heart ripped out of it, that have a big hole by the heart, so if the tear is a round tear, then it's Asur, because then you know that's the way they worship the Avodah Zarah. But if it was a long tear, then it's going to be mutter, because that was not the derech of how they would worship the Avodah Zarah. Amar Yosef Shmuel Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel that only a round tear is aser, but no other shape of tear is going to be aser. Amar Abaye Halacha Mechal De Pligi. If you say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, makes it sound like someone disagrees. Who disagrees? Amar Le. So Rav Yosef said back to Abaye, My Nafkalachmina. What's the Nafkamina La Halacha? In your question, whether the Chacham disagree with him or whether they don't disagree with him, either way, the halacha is like him anyway. So what difference does it make if anyone disagrees? So Amalei Abaye says to Rav Yosef, what do you mean? Gemara is martate. Is the Gemara just a song to you? All the halachas are just like meaningless statements? It's important to know. It's not just a song. It's important to know whether the Chacham disagree, to know the MS. So that's why it's important. The Gemara discusses further. So I guess main point number one, that it's unclear whether everyone agrees, but we definitely paskin, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that only a round hole in the skin, in the hide, is going to be a sign that it was used for Avodah Zarah. Okay, the Gemara discusses further. Basar hanichnas avodas chavim. If you have meat that was about to go into a base Avodah Zarah to be brought there, then it's mutter. It's mutter bahana if the Jew is careful to take it right away before they have an opportunity to use it for akrava. Mantana, who's the one that allows such meat bahana, even though a guy shechted it? Amr b'chibaraba, Amr b'yochanan, delok, Rabbi Lazar. That's against Rabbi Lazar. Dik Rabbi Lazar, ha'amar stamach shavasavit chavnavot. Rabbi Lazar holds a Maseches Chulin that when an Ovid Chavim shechts an animal, we assume that he has intention for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, even before it goes in to the base of Avodah Zarah, we assume it was already shechted l'shem Avodah Zarah. So main point number two, a machlokas whether every time a guy shechts an animal, an Ovid Chavim shechts an animal, it's already considered to be Avodah Zarah, or maybe only when it was actually used for Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah went on to say that meat that comes out of the base of Avodah Zarah is definitely going to be Asur Bahana. That's already like Ziv Chemes, and that was already used in worship. So my time, what's the reason that the basar that comes out is considered to be Tekrovus Avodah Zarah and is Asur Bahana? Efsha Delaka Tekrovus Avodah Zchavim, because once it went into the Avodah Zarah, we have to assume that it was used for Tekrovus Avodah Zarah and is therefore Asur Bahana. So the Gemara is going to explain who holds that way. Money. Who's the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, he must be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri Omer, minayin the tekrovus avodah chavim shematame ba'ohel. How do I know that tekrovus avodah zara, that which was used in the worship of avodah zara, is metame ba'ohel? Shenemar v'yitzmedu leval pa'or v'yochlu ziv chemesim. That apparently the Torah compares, or the pasuk in Tehillim rather, links tekrovus avodah zara to ziv chemesim. So we darshin, in what way is it like a mace? Ma mace metame ba'ol, just like a dead body is metame ba'ol. After cross of chavim metame ba'ol, that which was brought for avodah zarah is also metame ba'ol. So we see from here also that just like a mace is aser bahana, to cross of avodah zarah is also aser bahana. So the idea, main point, the idea that the meat that comes out of the base of the Zara, it being Aser Bahana, is based on the comparison to between Tekrovus of the Zara and the mace, that it's Metame Ba'ohel, and that it's Aser Bahana, just like a mace. The Mishnah then went on to say, HaHolchin the Tarpus, those Goyim that go to a city that has a Avodah Zarah in order to worship it, from the time they go there, Asurin, Laseis V'Laseis Imahim, a Jew may not do business with them, because since they're going L'Shem Avodah Zarah, we apply the principle that we learned at the very beginning of the Masechta, that Lifnei Yidein Shalov Dekhavim, that right prior to the holidays of the Avdekhavim, it's us, Laseis Laseis Imayim, you're not allowed to do business with them. So the Gemara explains some of the details. Amar Shmuel, Ovid Chavim Halich Letarpus, Bahalicha Aser. If he's on the way to that place, then it's going to be Aser to do business with him, because Da'azil, Lamodi, Kamei Avodas Chavim, he's going to make a good business deal, and as soon as he gets to the base of Avodah Zarah, or to the place of Avodah Zarah, he's going to thank the Avodah Zarah for his good fortune. Bechazara, but if he's returning from the place of the Avodah Zarah, then Mutter, then you're allowed to do business with him, because my Dehava Hava, he's already, his mindset is already removed from the Avodah Zarah, he's not going to focus on it anymore, so you don't have to worry that he's going to go back and be Moda. Yisrael, Holich Latarpos, but a Jew who goes to be Avodah Avodah Zarah, the Halach is Bahalicha, when he's on the way there and he hasn't gotten there yet, Mutter, he's allowed to do business with it, because Yisrael, we assume the best. Dilma Hadar Bevelo Azil, we assume that maybe he'll do tshuva. He's not actually going to go to worship there. Bechazar, if he's on his way out, then it's Aser. Then you're not allowed to do business with him at that point. Why would it be Aser? Kivan da Avikba, because since he's already so connected to the Avodah Zarah, that a Jew, Mahadar Hadar Azil, a Jew who's connected to the Avodah Zarah is going to be more committed than the guy. He's going to go right back to thank the Avodah Zarah. Vatani Yisrael Alech Letarpus, Bein Bahalicha, Bein Bechazara Aser, but we have another brisa that says that if Yisrael is going there, it doesn't matter if he's on his way there or on his way back. Either way, it's going to be Aser. So, Ravashi Kitani Yisrael Mumar Devada Yazil. Now, you know when we say it's going to be Aser, even when he's on the way there, that's if he's a Yisrael Mumar. So, we don't have any confidence that he's going to do tshuva sometime before then. So, the last main point, that in Ovid Kochavim, you're allowed to do business with him on his way out of the Beis HaTarpus, but not on his way in. A Jew, you can do business with him on his way in, but not on his way out, unless he's a mumer, where you can't do business with him in either direction. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will pick up with Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph.